Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, Little Red Riding Hood. I saw a recent picture of him. He still looks good. I mean, he doesn't look, you know, doesn't wear the turban anymore, but he still looks good. Hey, got a call from Scott, one of our diehard listeners, Scott, and we want to wish him a very happy birthday today, all right? It's his day today. Anytime it's your birthday, it's your day. It's exactly 8 o'clock. Good morning.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The search goes on after Friday's flash flooding that took the lives of at least 110 people in South Texas. Governor Greg Abbott.
Just in the Kerr County area alone, there are 161 people who are known to be missing.
They include five campers and counselors from Camp Mystic, where 27 were killed. No survivors have been found since the day of the floods. Correspondent Janet Chamlian is in Kerrville.
We're headed to across the river.
Louis Deppe took us along on his daily search for survivors.
We're all children of God, and this is what I would want somebody to do for me.
What started as a mission to find his best friend's daughter became a broader effort after her body was found. Two of her friends, who were with her in a riverside cabin, are still missing.
A man and two children were swept away in the mountain retreat of Ruidoso, New Mexico, when monsoon rains triggered massive flooding there. The Supreme Court cleared the way for the Trump administration to proceed with plans to lay off more federal employees, overriding a lower court ruling that put a temporary hold on DOGE cuts. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
How quickly could this happen? I would say that we're potentially talking about days or weeks to see some significant changes in the executive branch.
The only dissenting vote on the court, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. She warned of widespread cancellation of critical federal programs and services. Los Angeles has joined a lawsuit to stop the Trump administration from conducting ICE raids there. Mayor Karen Bass.
It is critical that we use every single venue, every single possibility of seeking justice, and that's what we're doing today.
Federal agents and National Guard troops marched through MacArthur Park in downtown L.A. on Monday. X has deleted several anti-Semitic posts shared by Elon Musk's AI chatbot.
When another X user called the girls who died in the flooding at a Texas Christian summer camp future fascists, Grok replied Hitler would be best suited to deal with such vile anti-white hate. The chatbot also said a Holocaust-like response to hatred against white people would be effective. The Grok account later announced it was removing the posts and taking action to ban hate speech by the chatbot. A few weeks ago, Musk said he was rebuilding Grok because some of its replies were too politically correct. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Not as many are working second jobs these days to make ends meet. Bankrate's Ted Rossman.
We found that about a quarter of U.S. adults, 27%, have a side hustle. That's actually the lowest percentage since 2017.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A guy from just a little north of here wants to be governor. Bill Berrien, a Navy SEAL veteran and manufacturing CEO from Whitefish Bay, has announced his campaign for Wisconsin governor in 2026. So far, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman is the only other Republican in the race. Governor Tony Evers hasn't yet said whether he plans to run again. A major east-west route in Kenosha County is closed. Crews have started resurfacing Highway C between Highways 45 and 83. There are detours in place. Police are investigating a shooting in the Six Flags Great America parking lot Monday night. No injuries were reported. The Lake County Sheriff's Office says they did find evidence of gunfire after an argument, but no arrests have been made. Law enforcement from across Wisconsin will gather Friday for the funeral of Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder. He was killed in an ambush June 26th. Services will be held at Elmbrook Church in Brookfield, followed by a processional and private burial at Wisconsin Memorial Park. The historic Alford Building in downtown Kenosha, vacant for nearly 30 years, may soon be redeveloped into a grocery store, food court, and office space. Public Food Markets, Inc. plans major renovations, and the Kenosha Plan Commission will review a proposal at a meeting tomorrow. And Wisconsin's new state budget includes $5 million annually for a film office and production tax credits. It's meant to boost the local film and TV industry. Supporters say the incentives will help attract and keep creative talent in the state. Wisconsin was one of only three states without a film office. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers and the Dodgers, Game 3 today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from AmFam Field in Milwaukee, where the Brewers and Dodgers are wrapping up their series. The Brewers winning again last night, 3-1. Rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski throwing fastballs over 100 miles an hour. What was it like facing the Miz for the first time? Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
We hadn't seen him before, and the stuff's really good. The fastball is pretty special, and, you know, it's hard to find silver lining when the guy strikes out 12 guys.
The game televised nationally on TBS, announcer Brian Anderson interviewing manager Pat Murphy live during the game when he let out a swear word over the air by accident.
Murph, thanks for spending some time with us. We got to get your thoughts, what you've seen so far from your flamethrower, Jacob Mizorowski. Pretty elite stuff here as Monasterio sends one to left. Call
get out of here.
It's deep. It's caught at the wall.
Yeah, it looks like you get it off the end a little bit.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Our news and sports brought to you this morning by Conventional Concrete Systems. Call 262-206-3168.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Cool down and perk up at Main Street Bakery, where iced coffee dreams come true. Craving a refreshing boost? They have the bold cold brews and creamy caramel lattes to match your mood. Start your morning strong or treat yourself to a midday pause. Anytime is the right time. Pair your drink with a light, summery sweet treat to turn any break into a mini celebration. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. We do have a chance of scattered thunderstorms on Friday with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Amazon announced they're going to be opening stores nationwide with no sales clerks of any kind. First of all, that's not new, okay? Sears had that 20 years ago, okay? Try to buy something and say, hello, I'm trying to pay for this Kenmore suit. Hello? Hello, anybody here? Hello? What happened? What happened to Sears? Remember when Sears was Amazon? Remember those days? You got that catalog, you found what you wanted, and boom, 8 weeks later, it was right there. Week, I go into the Apple store to get another $29 6-inch white charge cord for my iPhone. And the guy says to me, what iPhone do you have? So I got 7S. 7S? Oh man, you got to upgrade. How about our 10th anniversary iPhone? I said, how much is that? It goes $1,000. It's $1,000 for the 10th anniversary iPhone. I didn't spend $1,000 on my 10th wedding anniversary, okay? Okay, that was pretty much Sizzler and a Hallmark card, as I remember. Then he says, oh, you need it because it has a new improved camera. How much more camera do you need on your iPhone? What are you using this for? Colonoscopies? What level of detail? Oh, look how much bigger Uncle Ken's nostril hairs are with this new camera. Oh, and it's huge. It's literally a tablet. Have you seen how big it is? See people at the airport walk around with it. You look like Moses carrying the Ten Commandments with your stupid iPhone.
She's been untrue. Oh, listen. feel like you wanna cry.
The Buckingham's kind of a drag. It's 8:12 local news. Timeless hits here at WRJM. You know, we get annoyed by things beyond our control 7 times every day. The most annoying things are pushy salespeople, email spam, foreign call centers. That one annoys me the most. Yeah. Being put on hold, people who don't clean up after their dogs, and people who take up 2 parking spaces. That one annoys me. But the foreign call centers, they're very nice, sweet people, but I can't understand what they're saying. But they are nice people. It's 8:12 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Here's CCR, Creedence, Who'll Stop the Rain.
Long as I remember, the rain been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Good men truly hate us.
Park to Sturdivant. Local news and timeless hits.
Baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it.
telephone to ring. No more lonely days, my baby's taking care of everything. I'm telling you, people, she loves, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves,
White Plains, my baby loves loving. 8:17, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Sunny, 77 the high today. Right now, sunny and 64 degrees right here at Radio Park. All right, a lot of weddings coming up in July, August. Are there any outdated wedding traditions that we should do away with? Only 1 in 4 people who have been married say the bride's family should still be expected to pay. Well, we did. I did. 24% don't think white wedding dresses should be the rule. You know, I used to watch that show, the bridal show on one of those reality shows. And women were getting dressed in, you know, red wedding dresses, black wedding dresses, blue ones. Let's see here. 5% say rings aren't necessary. 11% say the bouquet toss is dumb. 26% would ditch the garter toss. We'll just get rid of the bride and groom. That way you get rid of everything, huh?
Ho, ho, ho. You heard that right. It's the annual Christmas in July sale at WRJN Big Deals. Today only, you'll save an extra 15% off your entire order. No promo code needed. That's right. An additional 15% off prices on gift certificates for restaurants, retail, and so much more. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and stock up while supplies last. Make your summer a little merrier with WRJN Big Deals.
At Hospice Alliance, staff members are focused on adding life to days. Their team is dedicated to supporting individuals navigating a serious illness. Part of that team includes trained volunteers who provide companionship, respite, errands, vigil sitting, and personalized veteran-to-veteran patient support. If you'd like to learn more about becoming a Hospice Alliance volunteer, visit the Hospice Alliance website, HospiceAlliance.org. Again, HospiceAlliance.org.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Every regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pin in the left field Lowe's bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder. courtesy of Miller Lite and Leinenkugel's. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
1 in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. 'Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving. Must I be a teenager in love?
Belmont's Dion DiMucci, Teenager in Love. It's 8:25, local news, timeless hits, WRGN. Sunshine highs near 77 today, sunny 64 degrees right now right here at Radio Park. Here's an interesting police chase. A woman stole a truck in Worcester, Massachusetts, then led police on a wild chase until she stopped to hit up a McDonald's drive-thru. She was arrested there. She's facing a long list of charges. Well, you can understand it. You know, you do stop for a McRib, and, you know, they are kind of good, right? Yeah. It hurts to be in love. Gene Pitney, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
It hurts to be in love when the only one you love turns out to be someone. So you cry a little bit
to be in love. go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now. I was just a boy when I threw away my toys. I found a new pastime. Well, on whenever I detect members of the other sex, I play the game. I do so well. Oh, I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher, watching girls go by. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now. Well, would you please walk a little slower? I wonder if you know that you're putting on a show. Could you please walk a little closer? I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now.
It is exactly 8:30 on the nose. Here's the news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A shooting in the parking lot of Six Flags Great America Monday night is under investigation. The Lake County Sheriff's Office says there were no injuries. Law enforcement reports they did find evidence of gunfire after a reported argument. A one-time home to a JCPenney's and a Barden's may soon be full of fresh stuff. The historic Alford Building in downtown Kenosha has not been used in almost 30 years. The operators of one of the public food markets in Kenosha wants to transform the Art Deco landmark into a full-service grocery store, food court, office space, and storage area. The project would include major interior and exterior renovations, restoring the building's historic facade. The Kenosha Plan Commission will hear about that plan tomorrow and give feedback. Racine gave us Frederick March, Kenosha home to Orson Welles. Now more future filmmakers could get going in Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The governor's newest budget will include $5 million a year to go towards a state film office and creating film and TV production tax credits. Action Wisconsin founder Katie Heil says Wisconsin was missing out on plenty of opportunities because it didn't have a film office or tax incentives. Heil says having the credits will also help attract and retain the type of talent that usually had to leave the state in order to pursue a career in film or television. Prior to the governor including it in his budget, Wisconsin was one of just three states that didn't have a film office.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks, now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks, melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
WRJN weather.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. We do have a chance of scattered thunderstorms on Friday with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
You ever shot Walmart after midnight? Holy smokes. Oh, they ought to charge a cover charge in there after midnight. Dadgummit. It's like a casting call for Ripley's Believe It or Not in that place. If you've never been to the circus, go to Walmart after midnight. You're bound to see a couple of bearded women, a toothless wonder, and the fattest man in the world on a scooter up there. They got good deals after midnight, though. Last time I was up there after midnight, 75% off self-esteem. That's right. You can get everything at Walmart, except good customer service. Holy smokes. Here's my impression of the hiring practices at Walmart. Well, let me ask you this. You ever cared about anything in your entire life? No? All right, you start Tuesday, all right?
Chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy to say. I think the mamas and the papas Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got
a good thing going when the words don't get in the way. Yeah.
And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the wall. Yeah. Could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines.
Paul and Mary, I dig rock and roll music. 836, local news, timeless hits here at WRJM. Well, 86% of dog owners claim their dog is one of their best friends. 67% of them say their dog qualifies because they're always there. In general, Americans say some of the top qualities of a best friend, loyalty and reliability. Yep, dogs fit the bill. Speaking about dogs, a woman in Pennsylvania goes to an animal shelter. She goes to their website looking for a dog to adopt. On the website, she ends up finding her own dog that went missing 2 years ago. It's a pit bull Rottweiler mix. He went nuts as soon as he saw. You know why? Because dogs don't forget. That's why they're people's best friend, we'll say, right? Here's Don. Here's Knock Three Times.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Knock three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe, means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
oh,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
ABC, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN, a civic media station, where it's time for moron news. Guy in Maine gets arrested on an outstanding warrant for stealing from Walmart. Then they tack on an additional charge of forgery. You see, he posted bail, or tried to at least, with counterfeit money.
I keep on dancing, boy. Don't you wanna turn the jerk right now? Turn the money, shake it, shake it, baby. Come on and show me how you work. Now you're in motion, boy. Don't you wanna do the locomotion, yeah. Turn the money, grab your hair and keep on waiting. Shake it, shake it, perfect dance. Keep on dancing out of practice. Keep on dancing out of practice. Keep on dancing out of practice.
Gentry's Keep On Dancing, 845. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN Hometown Radio, refreshed with some fun facts this morning. So this guy brings 24 wild rabbits into Australia. This was back in 1859, just 24 rabbits. They multiplied so fast in less than 70 years, there were 10 billion, all from those 24 rabbits. They were reproducing at the rate of 18 to 30 every single female rabbit per year. Each airline spends an average of $1.2 million a year in fuel because of the weight of every passenger's cell phone. They also spend $5.7 million in fuel because of the weight of magazines and $7 million a year because of the weight of iPads. Who knew that stuff weighed so much, huh?
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Adventure starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective, located at the branch in Uptown Racine. Stop by to receive your Esperanza Coffee punch card and explore the local shop's menu of coffee, teas, and agua frescas, and get a free drink after your 10th punch. Drink local, support community, and fuel your day with bold brews and good vibes. Esperanza Coffee Collective, your first stop to flavor and adventure. Come pick up your punch card today at 1501 Washington Avenue in Uptown Racine. Flavor and fun is waiting for you.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Be part of history and buy a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders have teamed up with the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department to add special plazas inside the main gates at Horlick Field. Get your brick to honor your school, team, or a friend or loved one today. Visit RacineRaiders.com for information.
WRJN.
And the days are short and the nights are long.
Refreshed with the Riviera's California Sun at WRJN. It's 8:50. In airplane news, a mom going viral for her hack of putting Velcro on an airplane seat and on her baby's butt as a way to keep the kids seated. All right. And a guy got stopped while trying to bring a grenade on a flight in Pittsburgh. Now, the grenade was inert. The grenade didn't work. But still, come on, people. How did he ever think in a million years that was going to be a good idea? This is why I don't fly. You don't know what nut is flying next to you. I got the Yardbirds here and For Your Love.
For Your Love.
the Young Rascals, or just Rascals. A beautiful morning. It's 8:56 at WRJM. So this family of Taekwondo teachers near Houston saved a woman from being assaulted on Tuesday. Here's what happened. They heard a guy attacking her at a business next to their studio and beat the you-know-what out of him. The dad held him down for 10 minutes until the cops came. All five members of the family happened to be fourth-degree black belts. Talk about picking the wrong place at the wrong time, huh? I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for picking the right place at the right time. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Coming up next, got some more favorites. Dan Marcus, he's straight ahead. Right now, Angel of the Morning, here's Merrily Rush.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A massive search and rescue operation continues in South Texas Hill Country for more than 160 people missing after last Friday's flash flooding. The known death toll is up to 110. CBS's Jason Allen is in Ingram.
Recovery efforts are extremely broad, a 30 to 40 mile stretch along this river, and you can go just about anywhere up and down the river, and you will see people walking on both sides. They're going through the trees, they're looking at brush piles, they might be out in boats.
A report from the Department of State Health Services shows an emergency plan for Camp Mystic, where at least 27 campers and counselors died, had been approved just 2 days before. CBS's Nydia Cavazos.
People we've been speaking to here on the ground in Kerrville, Texas, describe that, you know, in some cases they didn't receive an alert, and for some who did receive these alerts on their phone, this also